I know I've slept in many of them at time, but it's basically just usually a tarpaulin with some bedclothes in it, and uh-huh. you would roll it up and tie it up and throw it onto the chuck wagon, and then of course when you met him for the evening, well, you'd pull your bedroll out and go down for the evening.
And so did you ever hear of a sugan or a sugan?
No.
Okay. Sugan. Like S-U-G-A-N. Sugan. I've heard it pronounced sugan. I thought it was sugan, but I've heard
you don't know what it referred to, though.
Well, it's a heavy range blanket. It's something that, and it might be an Indian term that the Indians use to make their bedrolls.
It sounds like an Indian term
uh-huh,
to me.
Uh-huh. It's from the Lubbock area.
As a matter of point, too, on one of these drives, well, my brother and I shared a bedroll. And one day into our long drive, well, we got into what they call a nor'easter, and had this front come through, heavy rain, and of course cattle tend to drift with the rain, in other words the rain on their tail. Now we were having to drive these cattle into the rain, mm-hmm. which meant you mm-hmm. had to push them virtually every step of the way. These are all cows and calves, this particular herd we were moving. And so it was just an exhausting thing for the horses as well as the riders mm-hmm. and everything, because you just had to push them virtually every step of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, if we got 5-6 miles a day, you were really moving.
Yeah.
And that's when we had to change horses 3 times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, on this same trip there, of course, during the night, of course, it had started to rain. And unfortunately, our tarpaulin was old, and it turned water just like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
It soaked it up, so we were sleeping in bed, wet bed clothes.
How awful.
And of course, we had our boots and clothes under the tarpaulin,
mm-hmm.
but we had to put on wet clothes there. And that next morning, it was still raining, and we had to sit or squat, I should say, under the chuck wagon
oh, uh-huh.
to stay out of the rain while yeah. we ate a breakfast of cold beans. You couldn't build a fire. And so we finally got through eating, and then we had to start out pushing the cattle again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still raining. And so I had a black leather jacket, which I was very proud of. And that jacket became absolutely saturated. I thought leather would turn rain, but believe me, if it gets enough of it, it's just terrible. So finally, when it quit raining, then a cold wind was coming out of the north, and I knew I was going to die out on the Lone Prairie. I was so cold and miserable, but nobody would dare utter a word of complaint, because everybody was in the same boat. We all were in there together, and we all had to do the same thing. And finally, and in fact, we had to wait on a huge creek that was running very deep and everything, wait for it to calm down before we could push the mm-hmm. herd across it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd had to change our horses there because they were exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that evening we pulled up to a ranch and of course everybody was welcome, as I mentioned, anytime. And so anyway, this old timer that ran that ranch, and he was the only one there, and this, that, and the other, and he was so glad to see any company. And this is a little stomach turning in a way, but he loved chewing tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had cases of chewing tobacco that he would chew that all day long, what have you. But very obviously,